welcome to the Comic Good Raider Show, brought to you by Veterans Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Bigger Andres, with John McClain, Tristan, Julie, and Bob.
Man, yeah, we're all here. Knocked it out of the park like usual.
Good job, big guy.
Yeah, that is, as they call him in the house, Andresito, as they call him in the streets, Andreas, yeah. As we call him in the studio, Mr. Man. Thank you for doing that.
Man.
Yeah. So this is, as you heard, the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am John McClain, also known as Pastor John McClain, around them Veteran Rescue Mission parts, here with my bosom buddy of I Believe in Myself Coaching, Mr. Andreas Ruiz.
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
Yeah, we got like a full house in here today. Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a full house, so this feels good.
Absolutely.
This feels good, because we got our kids are, I'm guessing, on vacation at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So they got to rock and roll with us here today. We got our master cameraman, Mr. Tristan, here in studio with us taking pictures, so our listening and watching audience will get to enjoy some cool pictures today. And then we got Mr. Andresito in here today to be our hype man, to bring us in, like our Flavor Flav. You know, thank you. And he's wearing the Mickey ears too. So yeah. Those that are watching the Facebook Live right now, I hope you can see him right there to my right. Yeah, you're welcome. We're doing it big. And then we also, like usual, man, it's like going on a year and a half, a little over a year and a half that we've been doing this show now, and we just keep topping ourselves. Like, I don't know how we do it, but I think it's safe to say we'll be nationally syndicated probably 5 years from now, just because we just keep growing and growing over the past year and a half. Man. And the group definitely we have sitting in the studio with us right now are an epitomization of that. I don't know if that's a word, epitomization, but we'll say it is.
I don't have a big vocabulary, so.
And then after that, another Sands Club friend and member, we have John Wechter.
Oh, yeah.
I think I said that right. You know me, so. I'm a name butcher.
Yeah.
in studio with us. So we have, like, literally, we have a pillar of the community, surprisingly relatively new. It seems like they've been part of the community for 10 years, but they are, like, even though they haven't been here for 10 years, they are already a pillar of the community.
Yep.
And then John, who's kind of like this, like, little secret ninja, helping a lot of, like, the most established organizations in our community get better established. So we are blessed to have them in studio with us, but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving God that has blessed us through obviousness. The ones, you know, watching the video, whether it's through the video cast or the Facebook Live, can see our children, so they can see how blessed we are with these beautiful, amazing children we have, not to mention the amazing lives and everything that God's put in our lives. What we do is we put God first. And by putting God first, we start off with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Man, I don't know what it is, but that really hits me today. I'm feeling it. I don't know. Nice. I'm just like, it seems like today, this week is certainly a day that I just kind of like, just step up, forgive those that have, you know, have wronged me, and ask for forgiveness those that I have wronged, and try to be a better man. And definitely anytime, you know, whether it's negative thoughts or evil, if you may, tries to get a hold of me, and just kind of meet it with positivity, love.
Yeah, man.
So,
and what better way of positivity here with some amazing people from the Tucson Roadrunners?
Can you believe we're actually saying that?
I'm excited. I'm excited to have them in the studio.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We got the two. I mean, we haven't had some amazing guests on this show, and we haven't worked with some amazing groups. You can kind of see it on even the banners we have in here. We got Tucson International Academy we worked with. We've worked with La Frontera. Mm-hmm. We're working with MPG Automotive. We're working with Gap Ministries. You know, we work with some amazing groups.
Yep.
But now we work with the Tucson Roadrunners.
Yeah.
So amazing. I want to definitely thank you guys. We got Bob Hoffman, and we got Julie Sipes here in studio with us. We got the president and, I guess, the marketing director of the, or the ticket director.
She does it all.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Like.
The ticket director.
She
did
glue.
Some janitorial work there for a minute.
Right.
She did flyers. Yeah. So
Help in all departments.
Yeah. So thank you guys for joining us. It's such an honor.
Well, we really appreciate you having us. This is great. I mean, we appreciate everything you guys are doing, certainly for the community. Glad the show's, you know, doing so well in a year and a half. And we hope you get to syndication as soon as possible.
Yeah,
we'd love to hear you and say, hey, we knew those guys, but win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And you guys will be there with us.
That's
you
right.
know, we'll
exactly.
be like, yes, the season opener is October 23rd and 24th. Everybody get your tickets today. Yeah, for sure. That's why we're here. But so I guess, you know, for those who don't know the Tucson Roadrunners, to me and Andreas, surprisingly, when I told him about it, his eyes lit up as much as I did that we're going to have you guys on the show. But for those who don't know what the Tucson Roadrunners are, you know, who are the Tucson Roadrunners?
Yeah, so the Tucson Roadrunners are the American Hockey League affiliate for the Arizona Coyotes. So we're just one step below the NHL. A lot of our players get to go up and spend some time with the Coyotes and get that NHL experience. We're a developmental program, so it's all about developing the players to get them ready for the NHL. But then, you know, on the ticket sales side of things, you know, we love connecting with the Tucson community, bringing families out, the business community, bringing groups out for our games. So we really pride ourselves on being, you know, affordable, family-friendly entertainment option here in Tucson with a great product on the ice. The hockey is unbelievable. So, that's the Tucson Roadrunners in a nutshell.
Nice.
Unless Bob has anything to
add. No, you covered it all.
I mean, yeah, you got it. Like, I don't know if, like, they just grill you every morning, like, have your elevator pitch ready, but you have it ready. Yeah, that's it. And it's cool, like, and it's odd. I don't know if this has kind of been striking you lately, Andreas, but it's been hitting me how, like, between the Tucson Roadrunners, the Sugar Skulls, and I felt like we have a soccer team.
FC Tucson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we got stuff going on here, and it's super cool. And definitely, I guess, to talk more about, you know, the Tucson Roadrunners, like, so what's upcoming for the Tucson Roadrunners? And, like, you know, one of the big deals that we have going on here in Tucson.
Yeah, so opening weekend is October 23rd and 24th, as you mentioned before. We have a lot of great things planned for that night. We'll start a tailgate party at 4 p.m. that day.
Nice.
It'll include a red carpet entrance for our players. Really cool experience. Our season ticket holders love it.
That sounds super cool.
So we're very excited about that. And then the puck drops at 7 p.m. that night. And that's, you know, when the real fun begins for the season, getting our guys out there, hopefully for a winning year. And then we follow that with our Halloween weekend, October 29th and 30th. We'll be doing a big Dia de los Muertos celebration.
Nice.
We'll have trick-or-treating for the kids, all kinds of fun activities around that. So we have a couple of great weekends coming up and hope that the Tucson community comes and joins us. Our opening weekend does not conflict with U of A football.
Nice.
So I like to mention that to everyone that's worried about it. Their game is actually the 22nd, which works out well for us. We can support the U of A football team. Mm-hmm. I have football tickets. I love going to the games. U of A alumni. Hopefully everyone can rally around us the following night and come out for our big opening weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have that and more after this break. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. My buddy Andreas Ruiz has something to tell you about I Believe in Myself.
Yeah, if anybody's interested in a coaching session with myself to have that confidence to believe in yourself so you can take your life to the next level and create that strategy for that big vision you desire, let me know. Send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com and I'd be more than happy to get you started. We'll be right back after this.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
all in balanced bookkeeping at AIBbookkeeping.net has been serving Tucson for over 25 years in the nonprofit and for-profit sectors. All in balanced bookkeeping is ready to take the stress of bookkeeping off of your shoulders for a price that won't cost an arm and a leg. All in balanced bookkeeping services includes digital bookkeeping, QuickBooks consulting, cleanup and payroll for manageable and affordable rates. Call All in Balance Bookkeeping today at 520-660-5854 to schedule a free consultation or go to AIBbookkeeping.net to book now.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veterans Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Dad, with John McLean, with Tristan, Julie, and Bob.
That's right.
Yes, you did.
Are you trying to replace me? I know, what you're doing, Andres.
You're trying to start the Andres show, man. Because he's killing it, man.
He's like better than I am. So I don't know. I mean, you know me. I would have tripped over all of our names, no questions asked. But as Mr. Andreas said, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McLean here with my son Tristan. Andreas is here with his son Andreas. No, what is it? Andreas is here with Andreas. Yeah. Okay, yeah, and. Both Andreases are here representing the I Believe in Myself coaching and motivational. Definitely, we got the Tucson Roadrunners here with us. If you guys haven't, I think I suggested it to you, Julie, if you haven't sat down with Andreas yet for him to see how maybe he can help your organization, because a big thing, and I'll make just a quick pitch here. I hate when I do this because I just love you so much. Like, I've seen so many organizations where before he comes in, they're just like kind of in a slump and they're just kind of down and they're missing some element. They don't even know what it is. And then after he works with them, I've heard him so many times referred to as a shot in the arm, because that missing element seems to be there out of nowhere. And especially in this day and age where job retention or even getting employees is so difficult, having that little shot in the arm is a good thing to have. So certainly, yeah. Hopefully, you guys can meet and he can see that, maybe there's a way that you can help, because I've seen so many organizations benefit from it. So it'd be cool, when I see organizations that I care about having his help, because again, last pitch, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing this radio show. I wouldn't have written this book that's sitting on this table, this documentary about the work that we've been doing for the past 10 years that premiered at Harkins Theater wouldn't exist. A lot of the work that I wouldn't have done wouldn't exist without you helping, motivating me, coaching me week in and week out, brother. So
thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you. But we've taken enough of these good people's time, and let's get back to these amazing guests that we have here. We have Bob Hoffman and Julie Sipes here in studio with us with the Tucson Roadrunners. For those that don't know, the Tucson area has is it semi-professional? What is it?
A professional
mm-hmm. hockey team. Yeah. They play at the Tucson Convention Center. And I get to go watch the opening game here real soon, so I'm super excited about that. But before we went to the break, you were talking about the opening game, and then you have the Halloween game where there's a Dia de los Muertos theme to it. Following that, what other big events do you have coming up?
Yeah, so our biggest one after that is going to be our Military Appreciation Night on November 13th. It's a great game every year. This is our sixth season in Tucson, and we've done a Military Appreciation Night every year.
Nice.
The team always wears specialty jerseys, and we do an auction following the game. Proceeds go to a different military organization. We get a ton of military families out that we honor that evening. It's just a really great celebration for our military community here in Tucson.
Yeah. And the cool thing about that, Julie, as well, is that You know, they you know, we go to the Tucson community and get assistance with ways that they can get tickets and to help try to support the initiatives for that Military Appreciation Night. And the Tucson community has risen each and every time to help us. So that really helps us in getting, whether it's active military at Davis-Monthan, at Fort Huachuca, whether it's the veterans that are in Tucson. It's fantastic to see the place packed and to see all the military coming in for that particular game. We've worn jerseys that are camo. We've worn, this year we have a Kachina camo that we're putting on for it, but we've also had jerseys designed for some of the planes out at Davis-Monthan.
Nice.
We had a jersey that was an A-10 and a Warthog that our guys were wearing. And it just so happened the year that we did that was the year that the A-10s were flying over the Super Bowl up in Minneapolis,
out of
Davis-Monthan. Yeah. So that was just lucky. We didn't know they were doing that. And they're like, wow, look at the plane on our jerseys. They're out there in the Super Bowl.
Nice.
But that's what really makes this game so important for us, and to see the community really rally around it and to see some of the good things we can do. Julie mentioned the jersey auction that we do, wearing those jerseys during the game, and then our players wear them, and then we auction them off after and give those proceeds right back to military charities.
That's really cool, Bob. And what you said earlier about how that giving the people that experience that, you know, like for me personally, being a family man, is good to go to the hockey games and have a good time. And having that community with, now I see that the Roadrunners are supporting the community and the community supporting you guys. So it's like a win-win-win everywhere. And that's amazing that your organization is doing that for our community. So I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That's awesome. And you know, it's right. I mean, family friendly, Julie mentioned that, and that's what we try to be. And, you know, you're going to have a great, fun, clean, entertaining time. And you know, people's entertainment dollars, it's a lot tougher to come by these days, right? And certainly over what everyone's experienced in the past 18 months. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, if you want to, you know, nothing against it at all, but I mean, to take a family of four up to a Phoenix Suns game, if you want to make that drive and head up, I mean, it's going to cost a lot. I mean, tickets are a lot.
Yeah, it really did.
Soda's $8, $9, $10. It's a lot.
I took this guy and his two brothers to a game, and man, I'm embarrassed to even admit how much I spent. So, and I guess that's kind of like a good segue of, you know, what is some starting prices of tickets to your games, and what can, you know, a family expect to spend when they go to a game, which I thought was refreshing, you know, to see, to be able to go to probably to the level of entertainment that you guys provide for the price that you guys provide. I thought it was pretty impressive. So I guess I'll let you answer the question.
Sure. No. And really, we've approached it since day one as really it's not a one size fits all. There are different businesses that, you know, from corporate tickets that people may have to what families can get. So, and we put on promotions for each and every game that sometimes have a different hook for each and every night. So there's something for everybody throughout. Like, for example, we have five family nights throughout the year to where you can buy four tickets for your family and get the food included in that package. And those tickets run $20-$25 a person. So what we try to do is look to stay competitive with, you know, what are people going to be doing otherwise on the weekend, or what can they do with their families? And you figure what a movie may cost a family. We try to stay balanced with that. And we try to say, well, if you took your, you know, husband, wife, two kids out to watch a movie on it, it's going to cost you this, or, you know, skip the movie on a Saturday night and come to the hockey game. It's going to cost you about the same.
And the energy is way better than a movie.
It's live in person.
I fall asleep sometimes at the theater, so I'd rather go watch a hockey game. We fall asleep together.
Andres too. No, well, that's it. You never know what you're going to get, right? The movie may be a stinker and you might fall asleep. I can tell you, I mean, even when the Roadrunners, which thank goodness over 5 years doesn't happen a lot, but even when the team loses at home, you're going to have a good night. You're going to have a lot of fun because we try to put together something entertaining, even if the game isn't maybe the best game in the world. I mean, we unfortunately, we win a lot of 5-1 games, but every blue moon we may lose 5-1 and we don't want the crowd to be disappointed. So we want to make sure we have great music, great games, great entertainment. Almost always there's giveaways that you can take home when you when you come to the game, so that you're going to leave with something. Our mascot, our rally runners, Dusty's the best in the American Hockey League, our mascot, and he's there present. You can get pictures with him. It's we try to just make it an entertaining night for whether you're a hockey fan or not.
I'm sold.
That's awesome. And so how can people get tickets and connect with you guys?
They can call me. So we have our website. We're on social media. We've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, trying to get the news out as much as we can. So, you know, just go to our website, TucsonRoadrunners.com, and you can find everything you're looking for. Our general line that'll take you to one of my great ticket reps that the team that we've put together this year is great. They'll all take care of you. So call us. We'd love to have everybody out for the games.
Nice. So come check out the game. The season starts October 23rd and 24th. That's TucsonRoadrunners.com. If you haven't checked out the Tucson Roadrunners, go to their Facebook page, Instagram, or give them a call, TucsonRoadrunners.com. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McLean here with Andreas Ruiz. If you haven't been to 1118 North Jones Avenue, please do go to Veteran Thrift. We can take all the proceeds that you can possibly think of to help with our homeless veteran transition program, Veteran Rescue Mission. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by that very Veteran Rescue Mission.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andresita, here with Andres, with John McLean, and Tristan, and John.
John. Two Johns. The Johns. Now you find there should be a knob where that's attached. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Good.
There we go. It's like the Verizon commercial.
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
A while. Yeah.
I've heard that one in a while.
I know. I think, didn't he go work for another company?
Yeah.
The Verizon guy? Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Sprint.
Man, it's a dirty world. It's a dirty world. Well, like Mr. Andresito said, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We are highlighting the good in our community because we've heard, oh, too often, all we hear is bad news anymore on the radio and on the news. So we want to talk about good news. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we have some more good news to talk about. We were talking about good news, Tucson Roadrunners and Tucson hockey, of all things. Tucson hockey, it almost seems like an oxymoron, but it exists. And we're going to the season opener, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yes, man.
Yes, the Tucson Roadrunners. We got some happy little boys in here that'll be seeing some hockey next week. But now we have something for the grown-ups. No, not that type of entertainment. Yes.
There you go.
We have John Wechter. He is an MBA. He is a sales trainer and a business coach. He is with Wechter Advisory Network. And if I pronounce that incorrectly, I apologize, buddy. I'm a name butcher.
Perfect.
Wechter. There we go. We did it. We did it. Are you proud of me, Andres?
I'm proud of you, man. Thanks, first man. One you get right. And that's actually a challenging one right there, man.
It
so
is.
You actually did it.
Wow. It was my English roots. I tapped into them.
Yes.
There we go. So, John, thank you for being here, for one.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And so tell us, what is the Wechter Advisory Network?
Basically, it's a organization that I basically head, and we are an umbrella. I call it an umbrella network, because I've got a variety of networking relationships that are succinct from one another, and we get involved in all kinds of different things. So, for instance, we at Wechter Advisory, we have a relationship with Don Zavis and Don Zavis Sales Training.
Yeah,
we have another relationship with Mark Ziska at MDZ HR. A consultancy where that is a strategic planning proprietary software tool, okay, as well as a strat plan system that we help clients through. That it's really, really statistically proven that companies and organizations with formal strategic plans outperform their competition without strategic plans, mm-hmm, for quite some time. I also have a relationship with the Predictive Index Behavioral Assessment System, mm-hmm, as a talent optimizer,
which I love. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we. It's kind of like it's the lead in to a lot of the stuff you do. But having done the Predictive Index, that thing's awesome. That's
it is
super
awesome.
Cool. It's like it. Have you done it yet, Andreas?
Mm-mm.
You need to do it.
No.
Yeah, you need to do it. Yeah, didn't do it because it's just like it explains to you things you know about yourself,
uh-huh,
but you don't really know about yourself.
Mm.
Like you have like a sense.
It's like that subconscious that stuff that we don't even know, mm-hmm, about,
okay, and or just it's like right there on the cusp of your conscience.
Mm.
Like you know, like for me, for example, I know that I like to multitask and I don't like to stay too structured and I like to kind of adventure and do things on the move.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I did this test, I knew it.
Mm.
I know it. You know, there's no fighting anymore. So I don't need to fight anymore.
Now it's a choice.
I can go with my natural instinct, but go on more, please.
Yeah, it's to kind of go on after your comment there. It puts a language to the things that you already feel, but if you're asked the question, you'll stumble with an answer.
Mm.
And so the narrative after the predictive index of behavioral assessment will throw some language into that, language that you can use, and it's meant to be very transparent. So everybody you know and work with should also read it so they know better about how you think and how you drive communication, mm-hmm, and how you approach problem solving.
Mm. So what would you say are like the top three challenges that business owners have when it comes to their team? Because, you know, if people don't know you and what you think or anything like that, that could be a challenge. But what would you say are the top three things that business owners have in regards to something like this?
What they derive from something like this is an alignment between their business strategy and their desired results. So business strategy and desired results are basically two different things, and the hyperlink to them, the linchpin between those two concepts, is the talent pool that they employ, or the talent pool that not only they employ, but they utilize as part of their team. So that could be vendors, that could be friends, that could be family, that could be anything you want. So what the biggest problem that companies are expressing these days is they can't find people, right? And it's not necessarily that they can't find people, because some companies can't find people, but they've got a churn and burn desperation that is problematic.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take into consideration the genetic drives of the person, and how it aligns with the genetic drives required for the job.
Mm.
And that's just an unknown concept to them. And that's what the predictive index helps us do. It allows us to detail what genetic drives the job requires to be performed efficiently and productively. And those genetic drives are dominance, extroversion, patience, and structure. And all of our brains at birth are wired to some level of those genetic drives.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do at the predictive index, or what we call PI, we make sure that there's either enough alignment between the candidate and the job. And if not, we have to make a decision with the hiring manager where there are gaps. Do we have the intelligence to basically mentor those gaps, because where you have a gap now, whether it's a current employee or not, then that's our source for coaching. That's where we have to focus.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about all that really detailed stuff, man. I'm excited to have him on just so we could touch this and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching. Go to veteranrescuemission.org for more information about the show or information about Veteran Rescue Mission, our homeless veteran transition program that is looking for cars, RVs, and unused vehicles for the veterans that we're serving so they can get to their appointments, to jobs, and to a category of things that the veterans that we work with need. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, and we'll be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andresita here with Andres, with John McClain, with Tristan, and John also.
Yes. Mr. John also, my good friend from the Sands Club.
John also. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome, everybody, to the Common Good Radio Show. As that young man said, he's going to be taking both me and Andreas's job real soon.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by the Veteran Rescue Mission that has brought you me, Pastor John McClain, and my son Tristan, because I brought you him. And then you have Andreas on the other side of the table with, I believe, brought to you by I Believe in Myself Coaching. And Andreas brought us Andreas, our new intro man, our hype man, the one who brings us in, makes us excited, ready to go, making nicknames for guests. John also. And then we have John also known by his friends and his mother as John Wechter. And he is an MBA, he's a sales trainer and a business coach. And as we've seen, a really smart guy. So, I've met with him. I've had the good fortune to take the predictive index and find out how radical and how contemporary I am, and certainly get an understanding of myself well, so I can help other people better understand me that work with me. And certainly, you know, I'll be suggesting my good friend Andreas, who is my co-host on this show, and we work a lot of things together, to do one so I can have a better understanding of him. And then, you know, we can make sure that we are each doing the best role that we can in our own personal mastermind, mm-hmm. or yep. our alliance. And, you know, and moving forward, maybe we can make sure other people take this predictive index, and John can help us make sure we have all of our role players in the appropriate roles. And the big, I'm say all that to say this little bitty little thing, that when I met with John, he made a point to me that a big mistake that businesses make, in for example, is they have their top sales guy who's making them buco bunches of money and doing great sales, loves his job, killing the game, and then their sales manager that coordinated the sales guy goes, gets another job somewhere else, and the business is in a scramble mode, and they put their top sales guy into that sales manager mode role. He hates his job. He doesn't know how to manage people whatsoever. You lost your top sales guy. Your sales go down to the old toilet, and you're wondering what happened. So tell us more about that, and kind of like, you know, what you do to remedy that.
Yeah, that was that's really the essence of what we call talent optimization, the conversion of business strategy into business results. So a fundamental result of applying the predictive index effectively is cost mitigation, because the cost of employee turnovers is extremely high. Depending on what professional group you read, whether it's a academic institution or whatever, most agree that an average job, if a person leaves a company for whatever reason, whether they leave on their own or they don't leave on their own, it's going to cost 1.5 times the annual salary of that person to get that person replaced. So that's expensive. And so what you're referring to is what we call a mispromotion.
Okay. And
that is and it happens in all facets of the business. It happens in operations, it happens in IT, it happens in sales, like you pointed out, happens in customer service, happens in engineering, happens everywhere. And it's really hard, because without the data, your inputs are all very subjective and qualitative. You know, I like you. You know, you crushed it on that last close. You know, those things like that. And so without the data provided by the predictive index that gives you a little bit of a insight into the genetic drives of the individual, you make mistakes, you know? So the predictive index can be used as a red flag saying, let's not mispromote and lose a 10-year employee, because our knowledge transfer systems in business suck, frankly. They're non-existent. So the last thing you want to do is lose good employees. So we use the system that basically identifies the type of data that the brain handles, that type of data into the new job, and we go ahead and survey the rest of the company with that type of genetic data to see if we got better alignments somewhere.
So what does an ideal client look like for you?
An ideal client in most cases is somebody that is usually about 15 minimum of 15 employees, because most companies under 15 employees just have a difficult time with the ROI, and those smaller companies talk in terms of expense and not of investment. So the predictive index, if you're using it as a sale as a service, which is an annual subscription, except in certain smaller cases. But if you're going to use it like that, if your headcount turnover is reduced by just one person during the course of that year, your ROI is going to be like 5 or 6 times what your investment was. And your organization is going to have a significantly better communication style. The organization is going to have a better efficiency rating, better productivity. Because the PI is within an organization, it's a different bit of a language. It's a culture changer.
Nice. And so I think we touched on, you know, a good portion of the services that you provide, but what are some of the other services that you can provide to a business?
Well, with regards to my association with Don Zavis Sales Training, which we are morphing into Don Zavis Sales Consulting,
okay,
because we're going to be getting into more than just the sales training that we've been doing.
Nice.
We do teach a class every Friday morning at 9 o'clock in Oro Valley at the auditorium at Encantada Luxury Apartments. They've got a nice little theater in there, and we're there with our production equipment and our video and our Facebook Live and we have our classes archived back to 2016.
Nice.
every week. So there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of archived material for our clients to access. And then we use Don Zavis as a sales trainer as well, but he's also a keynote speaker as well as a meeting facilitator, if you will. So that's some of the services we supply to our clients. And then on the other little spoke of the umbrella, if you will, Mark Ziska is another partner of mine on a different on the strategic planning. And again, the predictive index kind of threads its way through all of these various functions.
Yeah.
And so we do strategic planning and team analyses with people because a lot of the times a company will have a strategic plan and they think this is going to get them some sort of results that they need, but they don't have the cohesive team to pull it off. And they don't realize it until the end of the year when they didn't make their numbers. So we try to get ahead of that game. And in more often than not, let's just put it this way. There's a really good chance that there's a fatal misalignment between the strategic plan and the expected results. And so we can very, very often get ahead of that curve. Nice. and make sure that, you know, you've got some choices. We have to reorganize ourselves a little bit, or you've got to figure us, we've got to alter their strat plan if you're going to get to the numbers that you want to get to.
And how can people get a hold of you if they want to utilize your services?
I'm at the Sands Club a lot.
Oh, yeah, you are.
My phone number is 520-370-8232. And that phone is on all the time. You can call or text me.
Say it one more time.
520-370-8232. And my email address is jwwaechter@comcast.net. And you could always reach me through donzavis.com as well as peopleassistant.com, which is the proprietary software that we use on the strategic planning side.
Okay. Nice. So peopleassistant.com and Don Zavis, that's donzavis.com.
Right.
And then John W. Wechter, Wechter, at
Comcast.net.
Comcast.net.
But not John W. Wechter, J.W. Wechter.
J.W. Wechter.
Just the initial.
Okay. And then the phone number, one more time.
520-370-8232.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with us, Sean.
Thanks for having me.
Write that on the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, write that on the paper. Write that number down.
So that's John J.W. Wechter at Comcast.net. That's Wechter Advisory Network that we had on the show. Look forward to having him on more to give us a lot of good information. We get a lot of people that give us some good info, but he kind of just beat us with it right now.
Hey, like, man, I was just listening. Yeah, like, I'm just, you know, if your mouth is open, you're not learning. So I'm just keeping my mouth shut and just listening.
Yeah. Right now. And it's like, he makes me wish that I was an organization that had more than 15 people, because if you're an organization that has more than 15 people and you're not at least calling this guy for a consultation, you're probably missing out, because he's certainly, as you could hear, he's the guy who knows that you need. So J.W. Wechter at Comcast.net. And this Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Another awesome show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Pastor John McLean. That's Andreas and Tristan. That was John with us. Go to veteranrescuemission.org for more information about the show, more good stuff. We got Making College Come True with my voice as well following this show. So you guys stay right there, and I'm sure we're going to have some good stuff there as well. God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Tickets are available for opening weekend with Tucson Roadrunners Professional Hockey on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4 from Tucson Arena for family fun, the best date nights ever, and your AHL affiliate of the Arizona Coyotes. Tickets on sale at TucsonRoadrunners.com/games.
TRAC, Therapeutic Riding for Animals and Kids, is one happy family of diverse individuals enjoying Western life on and off horseback with something for everyone. Animal-assisted skills and therapeutics with equine-assisted learning and psychotherapy, birthday parties and events, and their Heroes First Wellness Renewal Program designed to help first responders, focusing on behavioral and emotional well-being. Call 298-9808 or go to TRACTucson.org and donate to this local tax-exempt 501c3 organization.